Today's Between Master and Disciples will be presented in Thai and English with subtitles in English, Arabic, Alapsis of Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Croatian, Czech, Slovak, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai.
ราชอาณาจักรไทยเป็นที่รู้จักกันในนามของดินแดนแห่งความเสรีตั้งอยู่ใจกลางของเอเชียตะวันออกเฉียงใต้ทำให้เป็นประตูเปิดสู่อินโดจีนพม่าและภาคใต้ของประเทศจีนได้รับการอวยพรโดยพระเจ้าประเทศไทยเป็นประเทศที่เต็มไปด้วยธรรมชาติน่าพิศวงและลี้ลับแบ่งออกเป็น4ภูมิภาคประเทศไทยมีเสน่ห์และดึงดูดผู้คนทั่วโลกประเทศไทยมีสถานที่พิเศษที่ติดตรึงใจของท่านอนุตตราจารย์ชิงไห่ซึ่งท่านได้เขียนไว้ในบทกวีเมื่อท่านยังเยาว์วัยที่ชื่อว่าที่พระบรมมหาราชวังในสยามซึ่งเป็นพระราชวังที่เรื่องชื่อลือนามของไทยในสมัยก่อนบทกวีนี้มาจากหนังสือรวบรวมบทกวีที่ชื่อว่าความฝันของผีเสื้อและสามารถเพลิดเพลินกับบทเพลงจากวิดีโอคอนเสิร์ตการเดินทางผ่านอาณาจักรอันสุนทรีซึ่งให้ทำนองเพลงโดยแพมรวยผู้เรียบเรียงทำนองเพลงชื่อดังของเอาหลัก
แบ่งปันความเมตตากรุณาสำหรับคนไทยดังที่มีในพระราชวงศ์ของเขาในอดีตความรักของท่านอนุตตราจารย์ชิงไห่แผ่ขยายด้วยการทำงานเพื่อมนุษยชาติของท่านและเห็นประจักษ์ผ่านการสอนทั้งด้านจิตวิญญาณบอกแจ้งสัจธรรมของท่านตอนแรกที่คนไทยได้เรียนรู้ถึงความเมตตากรุณาของท่านอนุตตราจารย์ชิงไห่ที่แผ่ไปกว้างไกลเขาได้เชิญท่านเพื่อมาแบ่งปันความรู้และปัญญาของท่านเกี่ยวกับการรู้แจ้งและอาณาจักรของพระเจ้าหลายครั้ง
การเดินทางทั่วโลกครั้งแรกของท่านในปีพุทธศักราช2536มีผู้เข้าร่วมนับพันๆคนและในเมืองไทยก็เช่นกันท่านอนุตตราจารย์ชิงไห่ได้ใช้โอกาสและความสุขร่วมกับสมาชิกสมาคมครั้งหนึ่งที่เป็นโอกาสสำคัญคือการจัดฌานนานาชาติในปีพุทธศักราช2542ถึง2543ได้ต้อนรับโลกใหม่ที่จะมีความสุขที่สุดและยุคทองของศตวรรษที่21
ในปีพุทธศักราช2549หลังจากที่ท่านได้รับรางวัลสันติภาพเกาซี่ในกรุงมะนิลาฟิลิปปินส์ท่านอนุตตราจารย์ชิงไห่ได้รับเชิญมาที่เมืองไทยอีกครั้งเพื่อการสัมมนาพิเศษสวดภาวนาเพื่อสันติภาพของโลกกับสมาชิกสมาคมของเราสมาชิกของเราจาก24ประเทศหลายหมื่นคนมารวมกันในงานชุมนุมที่ร่าเริงเพื่อสนับสนุนสันติภาพของโลกผ่านการภาวนาและนั่งสมาธิเราขอเชิญคุณมารับฟังการบรรยายต่อไปนี้ของท่านอนุตตราจารย์ชิงไห่กับสมาชิกสมาคมของเรากรุงเทพประเทศไทยวันที่30ธันวาคม2542ในหัวข้อเรื่องทำให้ดีที่สุดไม่ว่าเราจะอยู่ในสถานการณ์ใดก็ตาม
Living. I work in the pathology department of a hospital, so you know, I'm dealing with a lot of people during the day, all day, and I'm just wondering, apart from repeating the five names when I'm sort of dealing with each patient, is there another way I can protect myself?
Repeat the five names and wash your hand thoroughly, or anywhere that you contact with the patient immediately afterward. Yeah. Get some, if you can, at the end of the day or any time, some lemon.You can wash it with lemon.
Okay.
Yeah. It's cut the energy better. Mm. Cut the psychic connection. Lemon and salt. Okay?
Alright.
Yeah. But little. Just a few drops and some salt, yeah? And quickly, and then rinse. And then shake your hand 7 times. After that, yeah.
Okay.
To cut the psychic connection. If that makes you feel better, do that. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It does help. If you don't feel so good, do that.
Yeah.
All right? After seven, you can shake more, you know, whenever you can, but at least seven times, yeah? Yeah, okay. Shake vigorously. After washing, shake it as soon as possible.
Firstly, I just wanted to thank you pretty well for everything, because I've had a pretty interesting life, and it's had lots of happy moments and a few sad ones as well. There's just this a bit of me that seems to think it's all pretty good anyway. So I just wanted to thank you. About 6 months ago, I sort of got to a fairly peaceful state, and I had a lot of help from you. And then I started thinking about it too much, and I've had a big fight with my mind for a long time. And I sort of sometimes let it win. And I just wanted to say I was very sorry. I had lots of impure thoughts and things.
You've lost some of your good time doing something not so good, right? And it's okay. Forget it. It's past. Is that what bothers you now? Okay. Then you promise yourself not to do it again, and that's the only thing you would do. Okay? And forgive it.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome. It's only you waste your time, nobody else's. So, start again, all right? We do that sometimes. We get bored. We get bored, so we kind of get loose. Don't worry. Small things. Remember, you are God. Okay? You decide what you do. But sometimes your decision is not as noble as you want, so change it, all right? Very simple.
About 6 months ago, I was on this beach in Australia somewhere, and I was trying to think of a song that would help teach me something about Kuan Yin method and things. Mm. And a sort of song came into my head, and I sort of sung it for me, and also I thought it would make you happy. And I was wondering if one day in the next few days or something, if I could sing it to you?
On the first of millennium, we have a party. Okay. And you can try to tell them, and they will let you sing in one of the, you know, program. Okay?
Thank you.
That everybody can hear. Okay? There will be more people coming today. So save it for the big time.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
My mother is about 66 years old, and she's a practicing Muslim, and she would like to get initiated. Can she get initiated?
Oh, sure. It's okay. Where is she?
She's in California.
Oh, okay. Tell her, join quickly, next. And next initiation.
Thank you.
Master? My wife and I were initiated in Istanbul, Turkey on November 20th. I wish to say thank you very much for that special initiation. I have a question. I've been experiencing miracles in my life, and coming to this event, I've had a chance to listen to stories from other brothers and sisters about the many miracles that have come about through you, and I'm curious, how do you perform so many miracles?
The miracle is that I never perform anything. It's just automatically there. Okay? Perhaps through this physical body. But it is God who performs miracles. Yes. And sometimes God chooses some instrument, yeah? It's like myself, to perform it to whoever He feels worthy to receive.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You came all the way here from Turkey?
I live in the Netherlands.
Oh.
And that was the closest location for initiation.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
I'm from the U.S., though.
Okay. Yeah, very international.
Yes, I want to thank you for pleasing us a lot. Mm-hmm. And always when you ask how are we feel, I want to ask you back. How are you feel?
I feel very good.
Thank you, Master.
Yes. I'm very fortunate very blessed and very loved. I feel good all the time.
You are okay? So happy with your person.
Thank you.
Master, it was about 2 years ago. I read this book. It was telling about some group of person, some village in Peru, who disappeared through some kind of spiritual. I know that our method is not that. Our way is not that. We are going to live this life and then go back to our Father. But did they go to heaven to our Father?
They go to where their levels belong, okay?
So everyone in this life can do the same?
Not everyone.
Is it good to go when you are living with your physical body?
You can do that too. But we are not in a hurry.
Yeah. No.
We have only a few years, a few decades to live. Enjoy. Yeah? We go when time comes, naturally.
Yes.
But those people, they choose to do that way, and that's all right for them. Each one has different way to choose how to live their life.
Good morning, Master.
Good morning.
It's a privilege to be sitting here in front of you.
You're just too humble.
My mind goes back to some of the things that the lady was talking about this morning, about the religious group and the Sabbath. If we're referring to the same religion, that religion also talks about the clean and unclean meats according to the Mosaic law.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just sitting here thinking as she was talking that these people haven't been enlightened yet to the fact that there is no such thing as clean and unclean meats. We shouldn't be on any of that. And they haven't been enlightened to the fact that eggs are also off limits.
You try to go inch by inch. Yes. Just tell them to read some of the passages in the Bible which say don't eat meat and all that. Yeah. Maybe they read it, maybe not.
Master, all the initiates from South Africa have asked us to thank you for all the blessing and the love that you brought to South Africa and that you gave us. And many of them couldn't come, but they really, really are grateful and they send lots of love to you. And a big thank you. And then also thank you from me too, Master, for everything you did for me. It was very, very special and it came just at the right time and I really am grateful.
Okay.
But at the same time, Master, I feel a bit ashamed about myself. On two levels. One level, I'm trying not to be judgmental, to grow through that. But then on another level, Master, I feel that I've had so many opportunities to come to the retreat, to spend the time with you that I had. And yet I still have doubts within myself about my practice. When I first got initiated, I didn't see light, at least that's what my mind told me.
Mm.
And about a year later, I actually did remember what I'd seen in initiation. So then I knew that I did see the light.
Mm.
I really believe in what you teach us.
Mm.
I also do have dreams, Master, where sometimes I'm not sure if it's a sleep dream or if it's an experience, and I've often had them of you.
Mm.
Master, in Cape Town, I read the magazine about the one sister who died, and her younger sister was asked, talking to her after she had died, and she asked her if she had seen the sound and the light when she died.
Mm-hmm.
And the sister said, not really, it was a very lousy.
Yeah.
And then the young sister asked the dead sister, well, why? And then she said, because I was a lousy practitioner, low-level practitioner when I was in the world. And I guess that really scared me, because after that I spoke to a messenger, and the messenger explained to me about if we're still caught up in the astral world, how we can actually also not be liberated from that.
Still can. No problem. Master is everywhere. Can catch you in the astral world. Ha! Gotcha! And then throw you up.
So you'll still take us?
Sure.
Okay.
Bus is big. Don't worry, okay? As long as you want to go up, that's all I need.
Okay, thank you, Master.
If you want to go down here again, And that's also all I need to send you back. No problem.
I don't want to do that.
Depends. Okay. You see, so that means you are already developed. Because if you're not, you would be more attached to this world. Mm-hmm. And still don't want to go, even now.
Mm-hmm.
But even now, you already want to go, let alone when you are dying, you see? Mm-hmm. So this is the only imprinted desire in your mind that you want to be liberated. So it will be like that.
Okay. No problem. You, Master.
You're welcome.
Then I have a little bit of a silly question, and I'm asking you because I'm just struggling with the balance of being able to be fair. I moved out of my home, and I've moved into a home where I'm sharing with other people, but they are non-initiates.
Yes.
And they're actually beautiful people. They're very humble, and they're non-judgmental.
Mm-hmm.
But when they do cook the meat, I'm finding myself really struggling with that. I cook for myself, and they cook for themselves.
Yes.
And I'm just having difficulty being in that experience of the smell and them cooking. And yet I find they're beautiful people.
Yes.
So I'm just wondering, how does that affect my spiritual practice? Should I rather find another place that's more comfortable?
If you can, okay. If you don't feel comfortable, then of course you have to arrange until you feel more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. People are sweet and humble, but if they cause you discomfort unknowingly by any kind, then you try to arrange your life for a better one. But take your time, see?
Okay.
It's okay, it's normal that you feel bad when they cook meat. It's not normal only when you don't feel uncomfortable or want to join the party, you know. So it's all right, yes.
Thank you, Master.
You're welcome. It's very difficult to practice in this world and fast, you know, because you contact too many people and we have to share whatever we have spiritually, yes? So it's all right, don't worry. It's the last age of Kali Yuga. And God is very, very generous, yeah? So whatever effort, as long as you're sincere and put in effort, that's it. That's all there is. That's all that count, you see? Remember, even in the same article, it's written that the sister say, all God needs is your diligence, your sincerity. Be diligent, that's it. And the result is not your control. It's not in your control. Okay? Just be sincere, diligent, try your best all the time to do the meditation. And the rest, God will take care. Yes?
I just remember that for 8 months ago, I began a course in yoga. I don't remember the exact name, but in this course, they work with energy. It's just normal yoga, but they move in some direction to get energy too.
Well, if you feel more comfortable with them, then go to them.
No,
I don't. If you don't feel comfortable, just stay home, do your meditation.
So okay? It's not good to them?
I don't say it's not good. It's not good because you run around everywhere and scattered your mind and energy. Okay? You're confusing yourself, and that's why you had doubts sometimes.
Oh.
Yeah. You're not one-pointed. It's very difficult to meditate in one method already. Yeah? It's very difficult to concentrate in one task at a time already. So don't jump all over the place. Okay?
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. And I have just a point that I will say that I love you very much. I'm very blessed to have you in my life. Thank you.
Hi, you're welcome, and I'm blessed with your devotion and your faith in me.
ขอบคุณที่อยู่รับชมกับเราในวันนี้ในรายการระหว่างอาจารย์กับลูกศิษย์ที่นี่ในโทรทัศน์ Supreme Master การดำเนินชีวิตอย่างสุขภาพดีเป็นรายการต่อไปต่อจากข่าวสารที่น่าสนใจเราขอให้ชีวิตท่านถูกชี้ทางด้วยสติปัญญาและความรัก
Thank you for joining us today on Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. Healthy living is up next right after noteworthy news. May your life be guided by wisdom and love.